This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning and welcome to it. It's another edition of the Weekly Mashup. Hey, Candy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Tamisha?
Oh, man, I'm excellent, actually. I'm so excited because today is the second edition of our sex edition.
Yes, I'm so excited
sex
for this
part
edition.
Now we really get into it.
Yeah, because last week was like the intro.
That's
the interlude.
It was sort of like the
build-up.
You guys didn't want to have a talk before, which I found strange, but that's really what it was, right? It was a talk before the do.
It's pretty much like sex, right?
It has
like,
to be,
like
though.
It's the build up, it's the foreplay.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
And before foreplay, though, there's a lot of, you know, I think sex is also a very mental thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to almost, that's why I say you have to talk before, because there has to be that sense of mentally, I think you're attractive.
Oh, yes.
Of course, it's possible to just be physically attractive, but it's like another level. It's another layer. You're
it
physically attractive, but now I'm also mentally attracted to you.
That's
and
it.
There's the anticipation, and let's see what's going to happen next, which
that
is exactly
is
what
it. And I think it also adds to the communication during, you know,
exactly.
Can I communicate with this? Do they have good comprehension skills?
You know what I mean? I think that's important too. Because sometimes can they take good direction?
Yeah,
you
because
you need to know that before.
Oh my! Because if he's not understanding, it's like, what the hell?
It's not working out.
No, no.
But before we get into that,
I
stumbled upon Lemonade. In fact, I didn't stumble upon it. It was
Beyonce.
It's huge all over, you know, social media. She didn't even announce that this album is coming out, which she usually doesn't these days.
Yeah.
People sort of do it for her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the memes.
Yeah.
I knew Lemonade was out because of all the memes that were out.
Exactly.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, then it made you want to listen to the album because you're like,
and a lot of people were saying
Jay-Z
a lot
cheated?
Of good things about it.
Yeah.
Some people, I think it also got some mixed reactions. Some people were not really happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to listen to it myself. In fact, watch it because
I hope you're watching
video.
It alone. Like,
it's funny because I watched it with my daughter. We enjoyed
it. She's too young to comprehend the message.
Yes, and that's cool. She's just like seeing beautiful images and she was dancing to the beat and stuff.
Yeah,
she didn't
get
it. And that's cool. But I think that from an artistic point of view, there was a lot that I was blown away by, though. I mean, just
I agree.
There.
No, it's a beautifully shot video.
Yeah.
I think the imagery is stunning, but I also found that it had like a bit of melancholy in it.
But
you
it kind of had to. I think it's really about, I mean, like lemonade, right?
Yes.
If life gives you lemons,
make
lemonade.
Yeah.
And I think the premise to that is the rumors that have been going around in the media about Jay-Z cheating.
Since the Elevator saga.
Since the and in fact, before the Elevator saga.
Oh, yes.
The Elevator saga was like,
we knew it.
Yeah,
yes.
Solange
yes.
was sort of taking care of business for her sister, and her sister was like, "Hey, Luena,
give me na waka, kasala, I'm staying."
Yeah, I'm staying, but Luena mona wa itu weta dilotiri wrong, so kiring heba shapa. But she took a lot of flack for that, though.
She did.
It doesn't matter what your husband's done; you don't let someone else
beat
your husband.
But it's difficult, right? Because I feel like families are so invested in a relationship. It shouldn't be that way. But family members tend to be just as invested in the relationship as sometimes you are.
But I think family should have very real boundaries.
Oh, yes.
I think over the years, my experience has been trying to keep them out.
As
in fact, don't even try. Keep them out. The more you have your family involved, because you and the other person are going to inevitably work it out. It's usually a misunderstanding.
Yes.
People have issues over misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
Now you guys have worked it out, but the family wasn't there throughout the working out process.
Yeah.
And they don't have to
they're
be with this
angry.
Person.
They're
and they're still angry at this person. So every time we have family events, they're like,
we know.
Yeah, there she is. You know, and last time when we spoke, can you believe what she did?
Yeah.
Or what he did?
Yes.
So I just think that, like, Beyonce should have rather made a very real boundary and line and said, listen, I don't care how you feel about my man or what you've heard or even what I've told you. In fact, she shouldn't even be talking to family members about very intimate, private stuff. Because that was about sex. It's like airing your dirty laundry.
Yes.
You don't do that, you know?
But you know what's difficult? Like, in a relationship, sometimes you need someone else to speak to that's not your partner. Because, you know, your partner does some things and you just need a soundboard. Like, am I crazy?
Mm.
Or did they just mess up, you know?
But it should never be your family.
Oh, true story.
It should either be a professional
uninvested.
Or someone uninvested. Or actually someone who's invested in both of you.
Yes.
I've got a friends who are a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm very close to both of them.
Okay.
So she can call me when she has problems with him, and he can call me when he has problems with her.
Okay.
So the advice that they're really looking for is either just to allow themselves to be able to let go of steam
okay.
and how they're feeling,
mm-hmm.
but also they're hoping to get some sort of advice that in the end is about keeping them together, but keeping them sane. So it's like, I'm not going to say stay or leave, but I'm saying, how about we try this and maybe you should do that. And you know, that he's a good guy or she's good. So try and do it like this next time. Yes. You know, try and understand each other more. And I think that can work if you've got someone like that. It's not always easy if it's someone who is a bit emotional like Solange was, I think.
I think so. But you know what? I actually heard some great advice. I think it was from T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
And he said, just like you wouldn't go to the vet if you're feeling sick and you've got the cold, you shouldn't go to people who don't know what they're talking about to fix your relationship.
That's right.
Because they're going to give you advice based on their premise of understanding. And that's not always the best premise of understanding.
No, it's
you know,
not.
They'll have you out, especially they're called, my brothers called it a woman's congregation. Mm-hmm. They're like the deathly spell of every relationship is what you call a woman's congregation. It's when women get together and just hate on men. They're like, leave him. I'd never let that happen to me.
I find that women do that more. And you know, we're getting into Lemonade and we want to get into the sex edition. But I find that women as a congregation tend to end up being more negative and talking about leaving when they're the ones who never actually leave.
That's true.
And when they talk about their partners, it's always a very negative thing. It's almost like, oh, you don't know. You think he's a really great guy and whatever. But let me tell you, he's got this issue. He's got that. And and the other women are like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. Girl, you really shouldn't stay. You don't have to stay.
You can do so much better.
You can do so much better. Mm. But here's the thing, right? The more you tell your friends about what what a fuck up your man is, I think.
Yes.
Sometimes your friends are listening and going, I hear your point of view, but from what I'm seeing, it looks pretty good. Like, I know this guy, and when he's here with us, he's cool, he's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, you got all these nice things, and he's always here, so... what are you really angry about?
Yes.
You know what? If you don't want him, friend, I'm going to have him later on. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no. But it's actually, women's congregations don't work, period. Because I feel like sometimes, like there's a huge Chris Rock joke that I love. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're not with women. Women don't trust other women. And it happens like...
And they probably shouldn't. In my experience. I'm sorry, guys.
Wow. And anyway, he's like, women don't trust other women. He's like, a woman can have been friends with you for 25 years.
Yeah.
25 years. Yeah. But you will never leave her man around you. Uh-uh. He's like, he went out to dinner with his ex-wife, wife at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they went to dinner with their friend. And the friend was good looking. And then when the wife said, you know, baby, I'm going to the bathroom. He was like, okay, baby, I'll see you when you get back. She was like, you are coming with me.
I don't want you guys talking about something while I'm gone, right? Because my friend knows a lot of stuff that I've said about you. And she might just be like, so, you know.
That's it. It's almost like if you brag about your man, they're like, I don't want a man like him. I want him.
And if he's, I think also on the flip side, if you say negative things about your man, they're also like, I could do better with that guy.
Yeah.
He just needs a little bit of
him.
Yeah, I can fix him.
If you can't see his potential, I can.
Exactly. You just need to do this. Either way, I'm not going to tell you, girl. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to him.
Either way. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's not working out for anyone.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
So here's Lemonade, right?
Yes.
Comes out. And
for
me, I enjoyed from the beginning, the first track or the first video to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that it kind of, if you've ever been in a long-term serious relationship, you can relate to everything Beyonce was saying.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily, because I think a lot of people who saw it were like, oh, it's about her and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
But it might not necessarily be, because she's an artist, right? Mm. You should be able to speak about anything and paint a picture that we can relate to. And I found it very relatable in terms of a relationship.
Mm.
And almost like a breakdown of a relationship, but from the woman's point of view, how she sees you as a man.
Yes.
She can smell your lies and, you know, and you remind her of her dad and daddy issues. And you cheated on me and I'd rather be jealous. I'd rather be crazy. In fact, am I jealous or crazy? But I'd rather be crazy than jealous and blah, blah. But in the end, I thought it was great that they worked it out because they have a daughter and they're a family. They're married. Yeah. And that sort of thing is about, for better or for worse, a commitment for life.
Yes.
At which point do you just say, okay, it's over? Or do you go, let's try again and see?
You know what?
Now, I like that.
Yes. No, but for me, yes. It was very difficult to watch, obviously, because I think as a black woman, I can only speak from a black woman's experience. Mm. But as black women, this is what we know. You know, it's either we've seen it or we've experienced it. So, you know, either way, we've been affected by this. And I think a part of me, especially watching the video through, you kind of tell her pain. You're like, you know, I can feel that. I relate with that. And then at the end, when it's almost like she's saying, but I'm going to stay with you, even though you're lying, I still want to believe that you're going to tell me the truth and you're going to change.
Mm.
I think that's a double-edged sword for me because I'm like, girl, leave. You know, you're Beyonce, leave.
She does say, look, I could leave you and you can keep the money because I've got my own. I just want to smile on when I'm alone.
Right.
You know?
But it's just like, for me, I'm like, you could leave. Because, there's one thing. Cheating can either strengthen a relationship, right? And the couple comes out stronger on the other end because they now address the problems that led to the cheating. Or it could set the precedent of the relationship. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, she forgave me once. Now at least when I come home at 4.
It's the fifth time. She's still forgiving me. Right?
Yes. Yeah. If I come home at 4, she knows where I've been. It's not like a conversation anymore, you know? So where do you draw the line?
It's an interesting one because I think in my experience, in my long experience, and listening to older women, because we had a bit of a discussion yesterday. We went out to lunch to an aunt's house, and there were some older ladies there.
Yeah.
And you get a different perspective from women who've really been in relationships and been out of relationships.
Yeah.
In fact, all of them were divorcees.
Okay.
One of the ladies has been married multiple times. One has never been married at all. And what I got is that sense that, and they're successful now. You know, they've made the money that younger women are hoping to one day get to. So they don't need a man, but they need a man.
Oh, yeah, always.
And now they're like, in hindsight, if I'd actually done this and that and actually made it work, right now we'd be celebrating maybe 30 years of marriage or whatever, and all that would be in our past. And I look at a lot of people who celebrate a 50-year anniversary, a 40-year or 30-year anniversary, and then they, like, there's a party and then they have a speech or something.
Yeah.
They'll say things like, if they're honest, like, you know, we're very thankful that we're here and we're happy to be here, but it's not easy. No marriage is. And in fact, there were 5 years when this nigga wasn't even here.
Right. But we edit that out in our minds. I think as women especially, and I think women are going to like bomb me after this, but women, we fail to take accountability for our part in anything.
Yeah.
I think especially in relationships, we've gotten so used to blaming men and society stands with us. I mean, if I had to be like, sis, Chomi, you know, this and this happened, society...
A cheater.
I'm telling you, like, you could have bought me the finest things in life, done everything, bought me a mansion, a car, whatever. If you didn't marry me and you decide to leave me, I'm going to say you wasted 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
Even if you left me with a car and house, I'm you know what? You wasted my good years.
I have to start again. I'm the one living in a flat in Bromfontein.
You know, so we don't take accountability for our part. And I think, especially modern women, and I used to fall into this category of, we want to walk away when things get tough because we are told that you are a prize. Like me as a woman, I'm a prize. And if you can't treat me right and you do one thing wrong, then I'm going to jump to Thabo or, you know, Billy or any other blesser
who's around, right?
because
there are a lot of men who could have gotten with this. You. I just chose to be with you.
You know, so we use that all the time as if a man's going to be like, okay, no, I'm going to treat you better. No, men are like, okay, go to Jabu. Let's see if his ass can handle you.
Because you know what? Yeah, actually, I wish you and Jabu all the best because Jabu, yes, in fact, he's much richer than me and he's going to take much better care of you. But actually, because he's richer than me, he's thinking, I don't need this crap. And there's some 20-something-year-olds who are like calling Jabu right now. So let's see how long you will last with that situation.
That is so true. So I feel like the Lemonade album kind of opened the conversation because a lot of young women look to Beyonce and they're like, you know, to the left, you know, when their men are cheating, whatever, they tell them all these crazy things like, all the single ladies.
Yeah.
But we forget Beyonce is in a very different position to us. You know, Beyonce's got a kid and she's got Jay-Z.
Yeah. And she's a lot older than when she did to the left. She wasn't even married then.
Wasn't she?
No, she definitely wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And all the single ladies,
yes.
It was after that album that they got married. I mean, they haven't been married that long. I mean, maybe it's 5 years that they've been married to each other.
But, you know, that's the thing. We listen to these songs and we edit it in our minds. Mm. And then because I'm a Rihanna, I love Rihanna. Mm. And I think I listen to her album, Anti, and I can relate more at this stage of my life because that's where I am right now.
That's where she is, right?
You know, and I'm not looking to settle down with anybody. Yeah, I just want to have fun and move on.
And that's cool.
But then you listen to Beyonce, you can't be taken taking relationship advice from Beyonce. I'm sorry.
Really? What? Hang on.
No. Like, I think this album, the end story, like the last, if you don't watch the movie and you
to
don't,
the end.
Yes, if you don't watch the movie to the end and you don't listen to the last three tracks of the movie or the album, you're going to be missed because you're going to be listening to the one where she's like, I could jump to the next have another. And that's the song you're going to be banging in your car when you're kicking your man out because you forgot to listen to the whole story. You didn't read the whole book. You jump chapters.
You're just like, I want to just, this was a good part and like that's what I need because I'm going through it right now. And thank you, Beyonce, for understanding my pain and telling me what to do. And she's like, wait, hold up, girl. There's a, at the end, it's different.
And your friends are sending you links to one, two songs. Right. And they're like, friend, you can do so much better. Yeah, listen to B. Listen to B. She's about to kick Jay-Z to the curb, girl. You be on that track. Yeah. And you're like, no. Stop it.
No, watch the whole thing in context. And that's what I enjoyed about it. That it was that kind of context. And I think a lot of people, like you told me earlier that you felt that a little bit disappointing. But why do we always end up in that situation?
Yeah.
We stay as black women. Like it's expected.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to stay.
Yes.
But I also think that if you are looking for a happy ending, the whole point of it is you look at the entire marriage as an adventure.
Yeah.
When you know those adventures and they're on a ship in the middle of nowhere and there's a storm.
Yeah, like Life of Pi.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Except he made it out ashy and hungry.
But he made it out. At the end, he can tell a story. You know what I mean? Imagine you had jumped out when you first saw the tiger. Like, I can't deal with the tiger. The tiger is not listening. I'm out of here. I'm leaving the tiger. Or I'm kicking the tiger out the boat. That wasn't going to work out.
You're right. But that's the thing. I feel like just generally, especially just leading into the sex topic as well, I think women, we so used to sometimes making ourselves a victim of situations. And I don't think we'd ever say, we would never articulate that we're making ourselves the victim.
Yeah, no, never.
But we always say things like, all men are the same, all men are dogs. But you forget that the common denominator is you. So if you are attracting those kind of men, what's up with you, you know?
It's like the Halle Berry story, right?
Right. She's like, so beautiful.
Like, oh, shame. She's been, these men, they're so terrible.
I mean, if you can cheat on Halle,
You know, and at first it was like, Halle, it's okay, girl. You go for the white man because these black men are no good. And it's like, actually, the white men seem to be doing the same thing to Halle, you know?
Because Eric
what is
Benet,
Halle doing wrong?
Right? Because Eric Benet was the first one to come out and be like, there are two sides to every story. Stop this.
Because we made him the victim. Oh, wow. We vilified Eric.
I think we killed his career.
Yeah, we did. I was like, Eric, how could you, man?
I don't
like,
buy
that's Halle Berry.
Yeah, no, I stopped buying his albums. I'd illegally download it. I was like, I'm not putting money in your pocket.
I stopped buying it. I'm like, I don't believe it. I just don't believe your story about love, right?
That's it. But then you start paying attention to Halle Berry's husbands and ex-husbands, and you collectively listen to their stories, and you're like, wait, there was one crazy person in all of this.
Yeah.
All of this
and
mess.
They come out like, they come out scarred, a lot of them. They're angrier afterwards. They're angry men. I mean, like that model who gave her a baby.
Gabriel.
At the beginning, he seemed like such a sweet guy, and maybe he was
gorgeous.
Always a psycho, but he turned out to be quite a psycho.
But that's but was he really a psycho? Was he driven to psychoness?
Maybe.
You know, because that's what women we forget the power we have because sometimes we encounter a good guy and instead of working with him, we scar him. We like let him do all these things for us, then we leave him for Bob because Bob is the bad guy, you know, Bob is the unavailable guy, you know.
And you think that maybe like Halle's really beautiful, right?
Gorgeous.
And Beyonce is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
But it's not about whether the woman is beautiful or not. But it seems like beautiful women get cheated on just as much. In fact, if not more often.
I think because as well, I think we had this conversation, right? Mm. About, I think, not, oh my gosh, I'm going to get killed.
Yeah,
less attractive people or women or average looking women, I think put in more effort because they understand that, you know what? I've got this and I'm going to work with it.
Yeah.
Whereas beautiful women tend to think, no, I've got options, baby.
I've got so many options.
And they live their whole life thinking they've got options, that they never work on what they've got right then.
Exactly.
And there, you know.
I think like Chris Rock put it so succinctly in another sketch, is like, ladies, understand one thing. Every time a man is being nice, he's just offering you some D. You know, he's just like saying, would you like some...
some D with that?
Yeah. So let me help you with those bags. Would you like some D with that?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, and
a colleague sees you at work in the morning. Wow, hey Candy, you look great, man. And you know, I admire how smart you are. Would you like some D?
Oh my gosh, you can't go through life looking Even if it's the truth, we can't really acknowledge that to be true.
Oh, really?
Right now.
We can't acknowledge it? But that's exactly what's happening.
We have to ignore it.
And you guys are letting it get to your head. You're like, oh, these guys think I'm amazing. You know, the kind of compliments I get on the street and
that's
blah,
it.
Blah.
That's
it's like, yeah, of course, they want to give you some D. But like, once they know you're crazy, they'll leave.
But can I tell you, I think as well, beautiful women tend to have the most insecurities. Because, yeah. I mean, when you base your whole life on the fact that you've been beautiful. You know, and you've never worked on anything else, it's very difficult to now start establishing a personality.
Yeah, because now you have to, actually the next part is to work on your mental game, your emotional intelligence, your strength.
Emotional intelligence.
And your mental strength and things like that. And I find that, I think a lot of people in general, I'm not just going to say women, I don't want to be like women bashing. I think there are a lot of great women out there and a lot of bad men at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think if you're not emotionally intelligent, you don't know how to deal with another person or a situation in a way that will make what you want to happen. So you're upset at your man because he came home late last night.
Mm.
You assume he was probably cheating. Or maybe he wasn't even cheating.
Yeah.
You know he was at your common friend's place with the couple, the other couple.
Yes.
And that's where he was.
Yeah, there were
like,
three of them.
You can verify. You can, and you just didn't want to come out. You're like, no, I'm not tired. And guy's having a good time. He comes home like late or early, following day, whichever way you see it.
Yeah.
And now you're angry with him. And a lot of women do the punishing thing. I'm going to punish you by denying you the cookie.
Okay,
because now, if you, as a married man, and this is what happens with marriages, I think, a lot, where it's like, you're my husband, so I own you. You're like my property. And I also expect a certain behavior. There's a code that was unwritten before, like husbands don't do this and husbands do that. And you're like, I was with another husband and his wife.
Yeah.
Just blowing off some steam.
Yeah.
And
just because it happened to be without you doesn't mean I was doing fishy things.
And now I'm not getting any cookie. Not only are you upset, but I'm not getting a cookie for a week. And then now we end up fighting about something else. So the week stretches to two.
And then a month.
Before you know it, like, what are we fighting about again?
Yeah.
And like, I haven't had it for so long. It's driving me nuts. And before you know it, the man's like, oh, well, you don't appreciate me anyway.
Yes.
And next thing, oh, shucks. Why did I get into the situation?
Yeah.
And I cheated. I'm sorry.
Yes. No, but can I be... I have to be honest. I think, especially... Okay. Everything I'm going to say is from a black woman's experience. You know? So I'm sure it happens in white homes too.
Yeah, I'm sure. But this is not here to verify.
Yes, but I think like, especially as black women, we credit each other for denying a man sex. You know, it's like, yeah, Chomi, it's good. No, don't give him the cookie. Teach him.
Yeah.
But I feel like even in the Bible, you know, God explains how you have to keep your man happy. And
he's like, you want to stay married?
Right?
Your body's not yours. It's his and vice versa.
Exactly. And I feel like sometimes women, we think that this is a punishment for the man. What you don't understand is a punishment for the relationship. Because not only is the relationship going to suffer, but don't you have needs? Surely you've got needs.
Who
that
do you
also
expect
need to be
fulfill
made?
Those needs? Right? If like you, so first of all, you're getting to a point where you're denying yourself more and more. And
yes.
You know, I think sex is very much, let's just jump into it. Sex
is
one of those things. It's either you use it or lose it.
Mm.
Let me say libido.
Yes,
after a certain amount of time, you're not having sex. You get to a point where you're like,
it's fine.
It's not for me anyway, you know? And then now.
Yeah.
A year later, you guys are in this funk and you're like, but we're not having sex, and you know, but we're not having sex because we're not really connecting emotionally. And you're like, well, the thing is, sex is supposed to be the glue.
Emotional
in any
connector.
Relationship.
Mm.
So if you haven't had it for a while, don't be surprised that now you're wondering, why is he not romantic? Because he's like, he's got no incentive anymore. He's forgotten even how to be romantic.
Yeah.
After a while, you even forget because now, especially if you're not cheating, I think, as a man, because you're like, I'm not flirting with other people and actually practicing seduction with anyone.
Yes,
I'm not doing it with you and I'm not doing it outside.
Yes.
Now I've actually lost it. I don't even know how to seduce you.
Yeah.
And now it's really not working, and it's a cycle that's just getting worse and worse. Every time you try it, it's not fulfilling enough.
Mm.
And it's just like, why? And the next thing you know, you're in a funk.
That's so true. And I think as well, women, we don't allow ourselves to be sexual beings. Because it's almost like shunned upon, you know, like, oh, how dare you say you enjoy sex? I mean, I remember I wrote a blog a couple of months ago about sex, you know, and how it's okay for women to acknowledge that they enjoy sex. And I remember people like just started Bible bashing me, like in my Facebook inbox. People were like, girl, no, you need Jesus. Like, you're not
you're
even married.
You're acting right now, you know, how can you even say you enjoy
it? How dare you put that on a public platform and say that you enjoy sex?
Yeah.
And I was like, look, you need to stop lying. If you're not, if your man's not satisfying, you stop lying. Stop lying that you're getting orgasms. If you're not, if you're not experiencing
it, girl.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
he's
okay.
Getting his, but
right?
Yours.
And men will always get theirs.
Yeah, they'll get
like if you're not going to be assertive and say no,
hang on a second. This is what I want. Yeah.
This is about us. It's not about you. One, two, three, gone. Yeah. No, we're going to make me happy.
But the
then
problem
we're
is,
make you happy.
The problem after you've been doing it, like okay, just take it. You know, I'm really not in the mood.
But that's
just
the thing,
just quickly, just get it over and done with. And then after a while, you're like, he's forgotten how to satisfy me,
right?
Because you haven't been there for so long, he doesn't even know how. Like, he's just like, right now, he's like, hey, at least I'm just getting some. I'm just going to get it on and just bust
chore.
The nut and move on, right?
It's a chore.
And this thing of people thinking it's a good thing to deny their partner sex as a punishment, I think is the wrong way to go about it. Because where are you supposed to get it when you need it?
Right.
Yourself.
And
then where is this person supposed to get something that they shouldn't be getting anywhere else except in this relationship? It's almost like it's a sexual abuse.
It is.
But women don't acknowledge it, that they're abusing their husbands sexually. But if a man decided, Wena, for the next year, I am not screwing you. I'm not touching you. I'm not doing anything.
Woman would be so offended.
And if you sleep with another man, I'm going to call you out as a hoe and a slut or whatever. That's... And it's your fault that this relationship has come to this. And now you're screwing around. Get out.
Yeah.
It would be like, we would have to come to the rescue of that poor woman and say, but guy,
how dare you?
For a year, you're not doing anything to your wife. What do you expect? And that's yet the other way around is supposed to be, well, he's supposed to be strong. In fact, he's supposed to make it right.
Yes. And whatever he did, he was supposed to fix if he wanted some. But that's the thing, because I feel like women, we forget that our power lies in our softness and our power lies in our femininity.
It does. And you're playing against your strength.
You're playing against your strength. And I'm not saying women should use sex as a weapon.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't even be a discussion whereby it's weaponized against the man or, you know, to persuade him. But I think that men respond better to gentleness. Because they like, oh, you know, they hunters, they like fighters. And when you're gentle with a man, when he does something wrong and you say, like, I remember I read something where it said, you know, a man will respond so much better when he knows that he's serving his purpose as a man in your life.
Yeah.
So if you say to a man, for example, baby, please, fix the light bulb outside. Mm-hmm. He'll probably not do it for a while. But if you give him a reason as to why he needs to fix it.
All
so
right.
You say something like, baby, if you could please fix the light bulb outside because I don't feel safe. You know, walk.
So
then
now
all
his
of a sudden he's like,
protection instinct jumps in.
Yes, I need
so
to protect.
So he's fixing it to protect you.
That's it.
Not just because you said you must fix light bulbs.
That's
like,
it.
Do I look like I'm a light bulb fixer? You know what I do for a living? Like,
you see, so there's a ways of communicating with a partner that allows to positively reinforce him without like punishing him for everything. Like,
I totally agree with that. And I even want to add to that and say,
yes,
when women get together and say that it's a good thing to deny your man, they're giving up the biggest power they have in a relationship, which is the power of the pussy. Now say it like it is, right?
Yes.
And really, it's so powerful that if you think about all through history, the biggest events that have happened is because one man wanted this woman and maybe another one did, and they're like, we're going to war over this.
Cleopatra is the biggest example. Probably.
You know what I mean? Troy, Helen of Troy.
Helen of Troy,
The list goes on. And in a relationship, once you give that up and your man is like, I am no longer incentivized, because unfortunately, human beings in general are about
incentive
or avoiding punishment. You avoid punishment and you run to an incentive. But if all you're doing as a man is constantly running from punishment,
oh my goodness, no.
There is no incentive.
Exactly.
So you're not behaving as a man should, which is proactive.
Yes.
Like what you said now, you're fixing a light bulb because initially you're just trying to avoid punishment.
Yes.
So I'll just put up a light bulb.
Or I'll get someone.
But the proactive thing is, baby, I feel safe. I'd feel safer if that light bulb's fixed. Yes. Now you're proactive. You're like, I want my woman to be safe. In fact, I want to put that light bulb there. And I've noticed that there's another dark corner there. That's so I'm going to put another light bulb in that, you know.
And I think a lot of times we operate off the assumption that men think the way we think. And that is so not the case. I mean, we think to ourselves, okay, if someone did this to me, how would I react? So I'm going to do this to him and he's going to get jealous. And if he gets jealous, this is what's going to happen. And we create this whole storyline in our heads and then we're disappointed when it doesn't work out. We're like, but he left me.
Yeah.
He left me for Susan.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen. He left me for my best friend and I was dogging him to her and now they're right. together and they're so happy
right.
because Susan's like, I'm not making the same mistakes you are.
You
just give me a playbook right here. Like, okay, I see where you went That's wrong. It. I see where you went wrong. And Susan's like, oh girl, keep doing the wrong things. Oh yeah, right. keep denying him. Keep shouting at him. Like, he needs to know. In fact, next time we're at a party and we're all together and his friends and family are there, tell them what a mess this guy is. Make them know that you might think he's wonderful.
Yes.
And he's paying for this dinner tonight. But let me tell you about this guy. And everyone's like,
and yes, and taking away all the manhood, you know, that he has. And I think as well, like, that relates to sex completely, because I feel like women, we go into a sexual situation and we look at it like we are giving.
Yeah.
I'm giving you myself,
yes.
you know, and then that's why we want to punish men afterwards. Like, yeah. if they take your virginity, then you want to be like, ah, you stole it from me. Yeah. No, friend. No, we had an agreement.
We both got something.
It's an exchange.
We're supposed to. Yeah, it was supposed to be an exchange.
And
you didn't get yours.
Right, because we go into this thing like, no, I'm gifting him. He is so lucky to be with me. And then we lie there like a cushion. And then we wonder why a man moves on to the next one.
Because
you were doing nothing. You were a pillow.
The thing is, there's so many gifters out there who are willing to gift your man. Like, really.
And who know how to put it down.
Yeah. And you know? And they're not even trying to, like,
no.
take your place. They're just like, listen.
Yes. I just have needs.
Just every now and again,
yes.
service me.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to get in the way of your relationship.
Yeah,
and you're thinking, well, you know what, my wife is not using this D, so you may as well, you know, take advantage.
I might as well just give you like a gift.
Yeah,
you know, give someone. And but can I tell you something? Yeah. It's so funny that in sex, actually, men appreciate selfish women in bed. Like,
yes,
like the more Hell selfish yeah. you are in bed, the more
yes.
they actually want to be with you because
yes.
they're like, she knows what she wants.
Yes.
You know, and she knows how to make herself happy. So and all that pressure is off his shoulders.
She's taking responsibility for her sexual satisfaction.
Yes.
Which I think a lot of women don't take responsibility for. And I understand because men are supposed to lead and blah, blah, and you want the guy to lead and hope he takes you to the right place. But it's a dance. If you think of it as a dance, give and take all the time, I think sex can be so much better when a woman is taking responsibility and saying, I want this.
Yeah.
Do it like this. And obviously, we're saying it now in a very, like, we're not in a bedroom situation.
Yeah, matter of factly.
But there's so many ways you can make a man understand.
Like, romantic, obviously, you're not going to speak like, you know, you're not going to speak to,
yeah.
do this. No, you're not going to dictate. But you're
like,
going to use your softness. And, you know, as the moment is moving, you're going to speak.
But a certain touch.
Well, right.
you know, it's an audio visual experience.
Thank
so if
you.
He hear, if he hears, oh, I like that, or you're like, oh, I must keep doing that.
Yes.
Oh, no. You're like, okay,
slow down. Yeah. yeah.
Or speed up or whatever.
Yes.
And sometimes I've heard a lot of women say, no, you're supposed to be quiet in the bedroom, you know, like no talking,
like a mute,
no nothing. And you're like, okay, so how does anyone know what they're doing here?
Now the pressure's even, I feel like that just amplifies the awkwardness of the situation because. If no one is saying anything, I feel like, Shabbat.
And
like,
guys do it too, because there'll be guys who'll report back and say, ah, nah, she was lousy, man. You know,
she
roughed me up in the beginning and then afterwards, like, it was like, not, yeah. And you're like, why don't you tell her what you wanted? Like, babe, you take it easy. Slow down at this point. Oh, more of that, you know.
But can I tell you something? I feel like with sex, I have this thing called the 3-strike rule.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a hoe, but it's basically, you know, every person deserves 3 chances because I feel like the first time is awkward, especially if there's no liquid courage.
Could be,
you know, if there's none of that alcohol, you know, and you're feeling free.
And also, I mean, also remember, you're both quite nervous.
Yes,
the guy could be like so, like,
especially if you like someone.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so happy I finally got it. She's so hot. I don't want to mess this up.
Right. And I feel like women think that men who become successful or famous, whatever the case is, however you deem, you know, a man, that they're very confident. But
and usually they're not,
right?
With a woman.
Their confidence lies in the fact that they're making you happy. They're satisfying your needs. And if you're not allowing them to do that or you're not indicating what needs to be done, then, well, guess what? They're going to lose all their confidence and either not speak to you and be like, that one just makes me feel like less of a man. I can't deal. Or or they're going to keep trying. And they now it won't even be about your emotions or the fact that they want to get you. They just want to make you happy once and then leave you. Like,
just to know
I feel better. Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I cracked that. She just sucks. Yeah. Because can I tell you, like, okay, I was a late bloomer. I only lost my virginity at 22.
Okay.
And I feel bad for that poor guy because I didn't even tell him, you know. And he was like, what the F? Like this girl, I'm trying everything and there's nothing.
Nothing's working.
Because I didn't even know, like.
You didn't know what it was that would work. And you're like, I'm surprised.
And honestly, like when you get your education off TV and you like, you know, the transition happens so smoothly on like romantic comedies and everything is so not awkward.
Hollywood is not the way to look at sex.
And then like you have, and then it's like, wait, no, he almost hit my eye. Like, what is he doing? He's so old. Clutch. Like, how doesn't he know? And then, like, I felt so bad because then I had to tell him afterwards. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Because I like the 3-strike rule.
Right? Okay, strike number one is like, okay, no, we're both in an awkward position.
Okay.
Then number two is like, okay, now we're getting to know each other. Now we've seen each other naked. So it's really hello.
Let's get past that now. Let's just enjoy it.
You know, now you know what I look like naked. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to see me naked again. And so whatever. And then number three, now it should be like the bomb.
Yeah.
Like both of y'all should be comfortable enough to like boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if number three is like number one,
then this is never going to get better.
Bye. Mm. Because I feel like everyone's like, no, you know, because women, we're so conditioned. Like if a guy's got 70% of what you want, bad sex is the least of your problems. No.
It can be the most once you're married.
I'm like, no, that becomes the 70%. Yes. Sorry.
That's all it's about. And it's like, everyone thinks this guy's amazing and he's doing all these things and you're always angry.
And people are like, no, but you can educate a man in the bedroom. There's some people who just can't be educated. Yeah. Like, you know,
really?
It's just like, no, but that's, because it's like a ego thing. You know?
I also think that that is a problem. And I think we've been conditioned sometimes by society to assume that you don't go and get some theory.
Yes,
when it comes to sex.
Oh, yeah.
You either hear what other people who've done it before have to say about it from your peers, or hopefully you have a mentor, if there's such a thing. But you don't you don't go and find books. You don't go on the internet and read what would make a man happy or make a woman happy. And even with that, what would make me happy? What do I like? So that starts with touching yourself.
Yes, yeah.
And I sometimes think, okay, I'm a Christian, but can you imagine if I had this idea of sex that I cannot touch myself before I'm married, and I cannot touch my wife before I'm married, and then we get married. And after the wedding, it's like, it's bad for a year. Do you think it will work out after a year? We've waited so long, and now suddenly it's like, wow.
Because I think I waited for this. Both parties become so like...
There's anticipation.
It's like a pop balloon. Like, how do you inflate it again? It's like...
It's like, shucks.
Right. And that's the thing. I feel like I had that mindset for a long time. I think that's why I waited so long. I thought, you know what? My first is going to be like, the bomb, and I'm going to marry and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And then I just threw it away.
God,
like, you know what?
That didn't happen.
Can I tell you something? No, can I? I
even you get to 39 and you're like, I need to try different penises. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me.
Right.
I love you, but I just need to know what's out there.
That's it. Because I thought to myself, okay. And I literally threw it away. Like, my virginity wasn't like, I saw him and I was like, oh my God, this beautiful Nike. No.
You were just
I was
like,
just take it.
Just take it. Over. Let's get this over and done with. And I can now start my journey.
Can I tell you, it actually formed my personality. It brought myself and my best friend even closer.
Mm.
Because I was such a prude. I didn't realize what a prude I was about sex until I had sex.
Yes.
And I needed to unload on someone and be like, no.
Yeah.
Because this was not like what.
This is not what I expected.
Yeah. Like, and I couldn't walk, and I was just like, what the hell? TMI.
But I think, you know, everyone's first is always
awkward.
It's not what you expected.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once you get the hang of it, I think you get better at it. And it also gets better. I just think with what you just said now, this thing of being a prude, whatever it is, you can't be a prude. You know, if we're going to be talking about sex, and we're talking about sex in an environment of a relationship or whatever, you can't be a prude there. Like, you can't be a prude once you're a married woman to your husband. You now have to be a freak.
But that's the problem, because I find that a lot of women, at least from my experience, speaking to married women and whatever, they didn't learn how to make themselves happy pre-marriage. They don't. They never had like great sex in their lives. So for them, it's just like whatever, man. Sex is sex. Mm. Like I just give him. I provide him the.
I just give him something
yeah,
yana.
Yeah.
Just a little something yana, and he must just be okay because he got it. You know, and you saw how hot I am, right? So he's getting all this.
Yes.
And he's not every way he wants it. Just in this way and only this way. But it's fine. He must deal with it. Because so many men would be happy to just tap it in that way.
Right. And that's the problem. I feel like as soon as you take yourself out as a woman and you tell yourself that I am the prize, and you are. Look, I'm saying all women deserve to be treated well. Whether it's one night, whatever, but you deserve to be treated well.
Of course.
However, when you go into an encounter, I mean, yes, all women have hang-ups. I have to tell you that straight up. I've got my hang-ups. Everyone's got their hang-ups, you know. Of like, ish. You know, the light can't that be part, full force.
There,
you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. When he touches, like re-navigate the hand. Move the hand up. No.
Can I tell you something? Ladies, as a man, I'm going to tell you, Candace, but I'm telling everyone, all you ladies out there, stop with your hang-ups. Like, the fact that we're in bed with you, we're like, right at this moment, you are so hot. We can't even believe that muffin tops could be so amazing. We couldn't believe that stretch marks could be so sexy. You look like a tiger, you know.
I love it.
And you're thinking, oh, my ass is too big or whatever. And the guy's like, wow, look at it. Or I've got stretch marks. And he's like, ooh, it makes it interesting. So like, just stop.
I love
please.
That.
It's just, it makes it uninteresting for us.
I love that because I feel like the biggest thing a woman can have in the bedroom, whether you inexperienced or whatever, is confidence.
Oh, yes.
Just be happy. Like, because you need to be as enthusiastic about what's happening as the guy is.
And talking of enthusiasm, because I want to go there. Mm-hmm. I think that the one thing about sex as well is an understanding, and I'm going to speak as a man from an experience personally and what other men have said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an understanding that if you're not doing something as a woman and you're like, this is cut, this is short, this is not available to you, this part of me is not available to you, this experience is not available to you. Understand that there are women out there who are willing to give you that experience as a man, right? Women just as fine as you, some even finer than you.
Yeah.
And all it does is it makes your man feel like you kind of don't think he's that hot, because a man sometimes thinks like that one time when I was at the club and this woman did all these things and you know, you haven't been doing them, so I was confused. I thought maybe I was just like not attractive enough, but all along I'm like, there's people who are willing to do that to me. Why are you not doing it?
Yes,
you know,
that's it, because I feel like we box ourselves in. Because we say to ourselves, no, a respectable woman would not do ABC. And you know what's the funniest thing around woman conversations is that when women, beautiful women, Hailey Berry's, Beyonce, whatever, get cheated on, the person that they get cheated on with is never like, you know, on their level of beauty. They're always like someone that everyone is just like, but how?
But why her?
Exactly. And I always say to people, I'm like, no, it's because she offered him something that beautiful woman.
Why did he sleep with the helper?
Right. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger is probably the biggest example. That helper looks like something else, you know.
Yeah.
And people will be like, no, he doesn't have taste. He doesn't have standard. Mm. You know, how could he cheat on Maria? But that woman was doing something. Yeah, Maria wasn't doing.
Was not prepared.
And she was doing it for like 12 years, and she kept it good.
Oh, because wow. Because
he never cheated outside. He never cheated on her except with Maria.
Wow.
Which,
for 12 years they were doing this? And
we look at her and we're
how
like,
did they get caught? Do you know?
The child. The child came out looking like him.
All keys.
You know, like once the child starts developing features and everyone comes to the house, like,
they look the same.
But, so like the point is really that, you know, attractive women tend to feel that, oh no, how could he leave me for a less attractive woman? But it's because a less attractive woman know what they look like and they don't have hang-ups.
Yeah.
They're like, if he's already in bed with me, I'm going to put it down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get him hooked.
This is my little philosophy that I believe. Okay. If you're going to cheat on your woman, right? Like, don't do it. I'm not saying to you.
If you are,
make sure she's as hot or hotter than her.
Okay.
Because then she's like, oh my goodness, he could do better. He really could do better. Wait, babe, let's talk about this. You don't have to leave.
True.
But if she's like beneath her, she's like, I'm walking out on you. You can keep her.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I was clearly the lucky. Like, you were lucky to even capture my attention.
And all those guys that I've been telling you about, I'm going to give them a piece of this.
No, but honestly, like, I mean, I always, like, I go into a club environment, for example, or any social environment.
Yeah.
And I go with my guy friends, and the guys, the girls that walk in and that they are attracted to immediately, like instantly, you don't even know what it is. It's like a magnet, like honeybees. Yeah. And I look at this girl and I'm like, no, you can do better. No, stop it. And then all of them, every guy you'll speak to is like, no, she just got something. She's got sex appeal, you know. Yeah, she just looks like she could just bah, bah, bah. And then first, before, I didn't understand it. And then afterwards, like, I started studying these girls.
Okay.
And they've got a sense of sensuality about them.
Ah, you know, yes,
they
true.
They
yes.
carry themselves like, yes, in I a am sensual a woman. Way.
Yes, I am a woman, and this is available.
Thank you. And, you know, and some of us, like, carry ourselves like we news anchors all day, every day.
You know what I mean?
Like, we're going to discipline you all day.
You go to the club, like, fully dressed.
And our, like, you know, our posture stays on 100. Yeah,
your posture's like, don't even walk near me. I know we came here together and you're my man, but we're not dancing like that. And I'm not going to dance like that for you. But like that hoe is doing, because she's being a hoe. And you're like, I wouldn't mind dancing with her myself, actually.
Because all the men want that hoe right now, you know, because they're like, get it. But that's the thing, because as women, as soon as we take our own power back and you're like, you know, I don't want to be satisfied in the bedroom and I'm going to do what makes me happy. You can catch up, brother, and I can teach you what makes me happy.
Yeah.
And we can move forward together. But if you're going to be a prude and you're going to sit there and just lie there and be like, I'm beautiful. Like, I mean, I'm giving him all of this. Yeah, I'm just going to lie here and look at my watch until he's done. Like, I mean,
like, don't touch my hair. Don't touch my hair. It's like,
I'm paid $20,000 for this. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
It's like,
You know what I'm saying? Right? And I feel like people always used to joke and say, behind every beautiful woman is a man that doesn't want her.
It's a man who's tired of her shit.
Sick.
He's like,
I don't want to put it like that.
Let's just be honest. Let's be out there. And I think that takes me back to the first part that we were speaking about, which is, I think when you get into a relationship and now it's real, like we're together, that's when you start seeing the real person come out, right?
Yes.
And some of that stuff can be negative. So, you know, you were saying you're a morning person and I'm more a night person.
Yes.
I will stay up until the early hours. Yeah. I'm just not good at waking up.
Okay.
So you find that, ooh, now that we're not dating anymore and we're actually in this thing coupling. Together and we're a couple, she really doesn't like to go clubbing as much.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to say yes every time.
Yeah.
And now I get home at a certain time and she's upset. And whether I did anything with anyone else or I didn't, now I'm being punished by being denied the one thing that I should only get, that we have decided I should only get
exclusive.
At home.
Exclusive, yeah.
It's exclusive. But you're not giving it to me, and we both know I can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And we wonder, why do we get to a situation where now it's gotten to a point where it's like biology has taken over, and I'm sorry, I slipped there because I couldn't anymore.
I was just
too hungry.
I don't condone cheating. I really don't. But I think at the end of the day, firstly, there are a couple of things that give me about the cheating topic.
Yeah.
Number one. Number one, I feel like people who get cheated on never accept responsibility. And I'm not saying that, you know, you need to punish yourself and, like, you know, hit yourself with a whip. But you need to say, have I been depriving this person of sex? Or have I not, you know, and sometimes, you know, you'll be dating a dog who's going to cheat regardless. But in other situations, you're actually dating a good guy who just happens to have had sex outside because, well, you close shop and you are like for this year your ass ain't getting nothing.
A year's a long time.
And he fell into temptation once. And if you can take that and be like, okay, I did ABC and they did ABC and you guys work on that together, then I feel like that could make a strong relationship.
Okay.
But I feel like as soon as you just point fingers and you're like, how dare you cheat on all of this? You know, because you know, then, and it's like, no, something happened. Yeah. And then I also don't get, I'm sorry, it's probably a little off, but why women tend to always blame the other woman. Like, this woman came in, she married both of y'all.
She stole my man. How dare she?
No, because that woman has got no covenant with God. She's got no covenant with your man. She's got no covenant with you. And, you know,
she doesn't even know you.
She doesn't even, exactly. And now you're holding this poor woman to ransom. Like, how dare you take my man?
That's true, though.
No, friend. Your man took me. Like,
you know? Yeah. Like, there's a difference.
And, like, I feel like society just comes back to that very point that we villainize sex so much when it comes to women, that as soon as a woman, it's like, you should have known better, you know, you should control yourself, blah, 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 because men need sex, women don't need sex. No, screw that. Women, we need sex.
Yeah.
You know, we get sexually frustrated, you know.
Yeah.
When
no
we're
doubt.
In a sexually bad relationship. Mm. Like, I mean, you can look at everything he's buying you. He could have bought you a Bentley and you'd still be like,
but it's
damn
like
it.
It's not happening.
Damn it.
I feel nothing.
Am I walking away from this Bentley? Like, you ask yourself every day.
Many women have. Many women have walked out of Bentleys and mansions with just a suitcase.
Thank you.
On some, you know what? I keep your Bentley. I'm going to go and find happiness.
Kanye Bao. Yeah,
But here's the thing, right? With what you're saying. On the flip side as well, I think men have to take responsibility in that way when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
And everything else. If you are in a relationship and you've decided that there are certain things your woman cannot get outside, you better be providing them.
100%.
You better make sure that 100%. She's getting them from you, right? One of those things is validation. I think it's important that, because I believe even if you're upset and like we're going through a heavy, like we're fighting, whatever, when your woman goes to work in the morning and she looks good, and you can see that she looks good, you can still be angry and tell her, like,
you look good.
Well, not tell her in an angry way, but you can see she looks good.
Yeah.
If anything, you're probably thinking, she looks so good right
now.
And, you know, she's looking good because she's going to work and other men.
Yeah.
But if you are mature and you actually have any wisdom, you'd say to yourself, you know what? As she's walking out the door, I'm just going to, for a second, drop my anger and just say, you look nice, hey, babe. Bye.
And it kind of kills it. You know, it's funny. It kills us.
For the rest of the day, I'm not sending you another SMS. I'm angry.
That's it. But you know what? That's what makes a good relationship, because things like that drop the anger. You know, because she's going to be driving the whole way like, yeah, I look good. Am I man? Knows I look good.
Yeah.
You know, and then,
The other guy at work, it's like, hey, you look good. She's like, I know, my man told me. You know.
So it leaves very little room for outside parties to interfere.
That's what I say. Right? The other thing is, like, if one of you is making more money than the other, and sometimes it happens to be a man, as a man, you cannot punish your woman financially. So we're not vibing, and maybe you're not giving it up. But I can't now turn around and say, actually, you know what? You no longer have privileges to this and blah, blah, blah.
Or you're not getting petrol.
Or you don't get petrol until, you know, because that is wrong.
Yes.
There might be some guy who gives her the petrol money.
Yeah.
But he expects something in return.
Thank you. You know? Because there's no, it's like quid pro quo, baby.
Quid pro quo.
There's no something for nothing. But you know what? Can I tell you something? I feel like there are certain situations whereby maybe you guys, you know, are just testing out the waters and then you get into a situation and then it sucks, you know? And then, like, there's nothing invested there. So you can walk away. Like, you don't need a 3-strike rule for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad.
Bye. Let's not. And then say we did. Yeah.
Or say we didn't.
Say we did.
But, like, in a committed, as soon as you choose to commit to someone, I feel like there's just certain things that you have to keep
up. There's a level of responsibility that has to go up.
Thank you.
You have to take responsibility.
I get being comfortable with a partner, right? Like, be comfortable with your partner. Wear track pants now and again. But please, like, you know, don't let him see you in track pants every single damn day.
Yeah.
Like, he comes home, you've got food stain on you because you've been cooking. Like, at least, like, you know he's going to get home at 4:30.
Yeah,
at 4:15, just change your outfit. Like, you know, make it seem like you've been looking like that. Because I feel like men are visual.
They are
very visual creatures. Just like we require verbal validation. Like, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Mm. We require all of that. Mm. But we also need to give you guys what made you come to us in the first place.
I think that's very important. But also not so important. I'm going to start with why it's important.
Yes.
When a relationship starts out, a woman is doing amazing things. She's wearing matching underwear. so that you can be like, wow, you know, I want to take it off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a couple of years down the line, you wear the same panty. Maybe you got 6 of them, one for every day of the week.
Definitely.
You know, and you're like, are you wearing the same panty? And she's like, no, I've got 7 of them.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's just so boring, and every time I go to bed,
but that's what keeps it exciting, right? Like, having to keep yourself up is what keeps it exciting in the relationship.
So that's important.
Mm.
But then on the flip side, I'm also like, but it's also not really that important, because there comes a point where you can have like just maintenance sex sometimes.
Yes.
You can have exciting sex. You can have just take it sex.
Yes.
All of those are important, where
you
can still be sexy even in those track pants,
because
if those track pants start becoming, I'm wearing track pants, so you know you're not getting it, then he's got a problem with the track pants.
Then it becomes connotation.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
so every time you're wearing them, it's like, oh, it's that night. It's that kind of night.
Yeah.
But if you can be sexy and sexual in whatever you're wearing, then there's no pressure even on
that
you.
Is so
you
true.
Can literally, you know, go to sleep with one of those stockings, half a stocking on, and whatever.
Just
take off your wig.
Out, that comes out 6 months later, right?
You know what I mean?
Once we got you hooked.
You can take off that wig at night or whatever.
Oh my
and
God.
It doesn't matter because
that
it's like,
so true.
We're going to get it on in such an amazing way that all that other stuff, yes, I sometimes need some visual whatever, and it will happen.
Yes.
You will go out every now and again to a party and your woman will be looking amazing and then you'll get it that day. But the everyday life,
oh no,
like it's okay.
Yes, I think though, like the sensual, I think the sensualness of it all, you know, is like what's important, because
sensual.
You need to be sensual
and you need to be a woman,
you need to
be sensual.
Exactly, because I mean I think a lot of women, especially in today's day and age, I mean I know I put on my man face, my man, like every day I'm just like whoa, you know, when I go into the business world and then you come back home and you kind of forget to take that off. Like it's a switch. You need to switch it off and decompress and then be a woman to your man. Yeah. And you know, it's not a... Yeah.
Or sometimes it's the switch is I'm switching everything off. I'm home. I'm tired. I just want to sit here and just sit.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay. The energy's gone. The love, the vibe, everything. Because we can be tired together, just chilling, like on our backs, just talking or not talking or whatever. And touch is so important.
Yes.
Just that we're watching TV, holding hands.
But bottom line is, I feel like when you commit to a relationship or you're telling someone that I am yours, you are mine, I feel like there are certain things you got to do. Like, you know, you can't just switch that off. Like, if we're in a relationship, you knew it was work.
Yeah.
You knew it took maintenance.
It's in the contract. Yeah. It's actually in the contract. You are reneging.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you can't just decide that, no. Today, I'm not feeling relationship-y.
No.
So I'm just going to like, because that's why you have your single days. Like now, where you listen to Rihanna and you're like, yeah, needed me.
Yeah,
what? You just didn't go on the side, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then when you decide to commit and hook it, then you have to stay like
and
on
I suppose
your
you can still have your single days when you go out with your girls or your friends or
not
whatever.
Not too single.
Look, you can't, we're not saying you should go out there and like sleep around.
Yeah.
But you can go out and enjoy yourself.
Thank
In
you.
Closing, I'll say this, ladies, when you go out, whether you are at the club and men were throwing drinks and D at you the whole night and you feel great about it, whatever you did, when you come home, make sure that you are going to give that man what all those other men wanted. And on the flip side, understand that while your man was out at that club and you weren't there with him, he was being offered that left, right, and center.
And he said no.
Whatever time he came home, it probably means he said no. And now he's primed. He's like, yo, I'm going to take out what I could have gotten there on you. When you turn around and say, no, you can't have it. Oh my gosh, you smell like you've been drinking and you smell like a club. You smell like smoke. And then he doesn't get it. Sooner or later, he's like, I may as well just get it at the club. So that when I get home, I just take a shower and slide into bed.
Wow.
Because I ain't going to get it anyway, right? I don't want to disturb you.
What a way to end our second part of the Sex Edition. Thank you, guys.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.